Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Kerisus is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Kerisus Taf Yud Gimel. We'll start the shiur with the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah is Machlokes Remeir and Chachomim Kamo Yisheh Be'uichlin Saz Remeir Ke'ilu Oichel Kloyos. Divrei Remeir. Lachachomim Oimim Ad Sheyisheh Mitchilo Ve'atzoif K'dei Achilas Peras, then he's going to be Chayiv, the Shia which we know La'alocha, the Shia of Kazayis, of a Hefsik, B'K'dei Achilas Peras. Now there is a Machlokes Rishonim over here between Rashi and the Rambam in understanding the Shita of Remeir. The Gemara discusses whether Remeir's Halocha was Halocha L'chumra, and he says that the Shia is even a bigger Shia than Chachomim. The Chachomim give a Shia of K'dei Achilas Peras, and Remeir allows the person to become Chayiv even more with a hefsek bigger than the shiur of Achilas Peras, or Oidumah L'Remeir L'Kula Ka'oma. L'maskona, the Gemara says that according to Remeir, is L'chumre, Remeir has a bigger shiur than the Rabbonon. Now in this shiur, and what exactly Remeir means, K'ilu Oichel Kloyos, there's a machlokes, like the Rishash over here points out, between the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi explains that Remeir is also referring to a person who is Yishe Ba'oichlin, who pauses and makes a hefsek during his Achila. And the Shaila, the Machlokes is, how long can this Hefsik be? The Chachomim hold the Shia is K'dei Achilas Peras, how we pass in Halacha. And Remeir holds that the Hefsik is a bigger Shia, K'ilu Oichel Kloyos. This means that we have to take the Kazayis, and we crumble the Kazayis into bits, and how long it will take him to eat each bit by itself. This is the Shia, how long he's allowed to be Mafsik, how long he's allowed to pause during his Achila, in order to be Mitzurif together, the two Achilos. So Remeir is also referring to a case where the person actually stopped eating and he paused his achila, and this is the shaila, how much time does he have to connect to be mitzayif the two achilas together. This is the shita of Rashi. But the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis is mavur that he understands that Remeir is actually telling us halacha what will be the din in a case where the person is eating very slowly and he's not being mafsik at all. And ke'ilu oichel kloyos is a kind of achila which the person is doing, he's eating, like he eats kloyos, like he'll eat nuts, then eats them one after the other without any hefsek. So too over here, if a person eats a kazayis, and this kazayis, he takes his time over the achila of the kazayis, ke'ilu oichel kloyos, Remeir lemaskonos hagemara Remeir holds, that everything is maturif together, in a case where he didn't make any hefsek at all, he didn't pause during his achila, the halacha is kilo oichel kloyos, everything is maturif. And on that the Rabbanon disagree, and the Rabbanon hold that just like in a case where the person stops in his achila, the shia is k'dei achilas peras, we have to make sure that the whole kazayis is eaten k'dei achilas peras, so too, in a case where the person is eating slowly, he's chayiv only in a case of kilo achila k'dei achilas peras, and not anything more than that. Memele Remeir is a chumra in the maskonas ha-gemara, that Remeir holds that everything is maturif, everything gets connected together as long as he continues eating without any hefsek, and he can eat kolayim kuloi keilu oichel kloyes. This is the Shittim HaKobetzes, also over here in Ashmotas and Oisio Dalid, brings this pshat down from Toisves, and it comes out according to this Mahalach of the Rambam, that Be'emes Remeir also agrees to the Shia of K'dei Achilas Peras. And this is Nogea, this will be applicable in a case where a person will eat actually a case of Achila of a Kazayis, and he's Mafsik, and he pauses, he stops in between the Achila, so we don't have the Shia of Keilu Oichel Kloyos. We have now the Shia of K'dei Achilas Peras. Remeir is only coming to add on that in a case where the person continues to eat the whole time, then he has also a tziruf of Keilu Oichel Kloyos, a new kind of Achila. As long as he never stops his Achila, he can continue and can be mitzarif everything together, Keilu Oichel Kloyos. With this, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perler on the Resag, in his Pirish Agrippa Resag, in Chile Gimel, in Miluim Simen Zayin, he explains and he answers the kasha of the Chasam Sofer in our Mishnah. The Chasam Sofer over here in his Agoyas, he asks in our Mishnah, how can we say that Remeir has a new Shia, Kilo Ichel Kloyos? It seems like he disagrees with the Shia of Achilas Peras. Remeir himself in Zvochim Daf Ayin Omed Aleph will discuss soon, by the Shia of Nivlas Uftor, we find over there Remeir also uses the Shia of Achilas Peras. So L'Chari, according to our Mishnah, Remeir doesn't have such a kind of Shia. He has a different Shia of Kilo Ichel Kloyos. Says Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perler, this kasha is only according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, we're referring to someone who stopped during his achila, and the shia is actually something else, so the shia is the amount of time, kilo oichel kloyos. So Mamela comes out, Rameh disagrees with the Shia of Achilas Pras, but according to the Rambam, then Be'emes is very gishmak, because in a case where a person stops and he makes a pause during his Achila, then Rameh also agrees to the Shia of Achilas Pras. And Rameh, Kiloichel Kloyos, is only adding on an addition that if his Achila continues straight away the whole time without any pause at all, then Kiloichel Kloyos can also become a Tzuref, but he also agrees to the Shia of Achilas Pras, like it's Mavur in Zvachim, Dafayin Amed Aleph. Now, Be'emes, in the Ikish Shia of the Alocha, which we're passing like the Chachomim, the Shia of Achilas Pras, we have to be Makdim, or Yesodus Diga Akdom over here, Bechlal, in the whole Shia of Achilas Pras. As we know, Rashi says in Psochim, Daf Mem Dalet Omed Aleph, so too in Sukkah, in Mem Beis Omed Beis, the Shia of Achilas Pras is one of the Shi'urim, which is Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, like the Gemara always tells us, that Shi'urim is Alocha L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara in Erevin Dalet Omed Aleph. This is one of the Alocha Mishim Messina, is a Shia of Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So now we have to understand what would be in the Halocha without this Halocha L'Mishim Messina. We have a new Mechudish Diga Halocha L'Mishim Messina, a Din Tziruf, that even in the case where a person stops during his Achila, it's Metzur if everything connects and is Chayiv in the case where he eats Bechdei Achilas Pras. What would have been the Halocha without this Halocha L'Mishim Messina? Do we say that without the Halacha Mishum Sinai, then any Achila can become a Tzuref, you can connect any Achila, even in a case where the Hefzik is way longer than the Shia of Achilas Pras, and it'll come out that if a person, Misvora, will eat a Chatzis Ayis today, and maybe he'll eat a Chatzis Ayis even tomorrow, he should be Chayiv, since at the end of the day, the person, in his lifetime, he ate a Shia of Achilas Chelev, or Al Koponim, if he continues to eat, he should be Metzuref, like the Shia of Oichel Kloyos, but he'll be able to become a Tzuref even more than the time allowed by the Shia of Achilas Pras. And on that we have the Halacha Mishum Sinai coming to be Mekel and saying that as long as he doesn't have the Shia of Achilas Pras, he's going to be Potter because he has to connect during the time of Achilas Pras. Or do we say the opposite, that without the Chiddush of the Halacha Mishum Sinai, the din of Achila of a Kazayis would be Mechuyev, a person will have to eat this whole Kazayis, but Basachas, continuously, straight away, you'll have to swallow it all together in one shot. You'll have to have Achila Babasachas without any hefsek at all. And Mamela, the Shia of Achilas Pras, which we learn from Halacha Mishum Sinai, is actually telling us that we were allowed to take more time on this Achila, and the Achila doesn't have to be Mamish Babasachas. It can also be Bekdei Achilas Pras, and it can be stopping in between, as long as the Shia is Kdei Achilas Pras. So that actually the Halacha Mishum Sinai is lengthening the time, because Misvora, one would say, that you have to eat Achila Kzayis Bebasachas Mamish. Now this Shaila is very negea to understand the Shia of Achilas Pras. Is it coming to go and lengthen the time, or is it coming to shorten the time? And the Achrinim point out, many Achrinim in different Sforim, they point out that this seems to be a big machlokes in the Sugyas HaGemara itself. What is the Shia of Halacha Mishum Sinai of Kdei Achilas Pras? The Minchas Chinuch is Mitzve Kuf Samech Aleph in Ois Tesvov. The Chasam Seifa has a Tshuva in Ur Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Barichis. Later on also Reb Chaim Uize in Chile Gimel Simen Hei. And the Briskerov in his Shurim a lot of times in Chidush Agriz, in Zvochim, in Daf Lamed Aleph. So too later on in Daf Ayin, they all discuss that this seems to be a machlokes between the two sugyas in Shas. What is the din of Halacha Mishum Sinai of Kdei Achilas Pras? Because on the one hand, we find the Gemara in Zvochim Daf Ayin Amed Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the Shia of Tuma of Nivlas Oif Tohur. The Halacha is that if someone eats a Nevela of Oif Tohur, he's metame b'kezayis b'chdei on the Tumas Beis Habliya. When he swallows this kezayis, he becomes Tomei. The Gemara over there says, we learn this out of a Pasuk, that the Shia of Kazayis of Nivlas Oif Tohur has a din of a Shiuk Tziruf Bechdei Achilas Pras, and explains the Gemara that even though all the Isurim we know in the Torah have a Halacha of Kdei Achilas Pras, like we said, this is Halacha Mishum Sinai by all the Isurim, but the din of Nivlas Oif Tohur needs an extra Chidush Akro, and we need a special Pasuk to teach us that by Nivlas Oif Tohur we also have this din of Achilas Pras. And explains the Gemara, the reason is because Nivlas Oif Tohur is a Chidush. It's a very interesting kind of tumor which we find Bebeis Habliya, not if you touch the Nevela, only in a case where you swallow it. And therefore, since it's a Mechudish the idea, it's an interesting new kind of concept. We'll need a new Pasuk to teach us that we have a Tziruf of Kdei Achilas Pras. And over there, says the Gemara, and Rashi explains, that without the Chiddush HaTorah teaching us the din of Nivla Saiftori, one would say that it is not included in a klal, like every achila, that the sheer tziruf is bechdei achilas pras. But the halacha is that the even in a case where he's eating it more than achilas pras, it is also going to be mitzuruf. And this is because he's not included, because he's a chiddush. Memele yisi l'chiri anis gemori in zvochim, that if something is not included in halacha meishim esinai, then actually he can lengthen his sheer tziruf, and he can have even more than a kazei achilas pras can also become a tziruf. And Mamele comes out that halacha meishim esinai is actually coming by all isurim to shorten the time and telling us that we need to have a kazei achilas pras. But mitzvara, one would said that even more than a shia allowed by achilas pras is also a mitzvurif. This is one gemara in Zvochim, daf ayin amad aleph. But another gemara, you see, exact opposite, is in the gemara in Chulin, kuf gimel amad beis. The gemara over there has a shakle v'tayir between a shlokish and a b'yichanon. What is the halacha if someone eats a kazayis of eva min achai? Says the gemara, he split this eva min achai into two, and he ate the kazayis of eva min achai. Says the gemara, we have to know, is this also mitzuruf in the shia of kdei achilas pras? Do we say that eva min achai is a chidush? It's a chidush because the eva min achai yichayiv even on a gidin and an atzomois, which normally the bones are not roi la'achila, memeila yichayiv on the shia, on chidush of eva min achai. Says the gemara, maybe therefore it does not include, it's not included in the klal of achilas pras. Or do we say that no, eva min achai also is included in kdei achilas pras? This is the shaila of the gemara. Says the gemara that if eva min achai is a chidush and is not included in the shia of achilas pras, then if it's cholkoi lishnayim, if you're going to go and pause in between the achila of the kazayis, between one chatzizayis and the other, then it's going to be potter, because we need to have achila bebasachas, says Rashi over there, that normally achila will have to be bebasachas, have to be all together, and we won't be able to make any hefsek at all. And the shia of achilas pras is allowing us to make a hefsek up till the shia of achilas pras, and therefore even min achai, which is a chidush, and maybe it's not included in the chidush of the shia of halacha meishim esinai v'achilas pras, then therefore there'll be a din that he actually has to eat the eva min achai in one shot, he has to eat the bebasachas, and if it's cholkoi lishnayim, if he divides it into two achilos, then be'emes it's not metzurif because it's a chidush. Mamele you see in this gemara that without the klal of achilas pras, then halacha would be that you have to eat it bebasachas, you have to have the achila in one shot. And adarabah, exact opposite, the din of achilas pras is allowing the person to go make a hefsek, and it's also mitzuruf in the shia of achilas pras. So maybe let's say the achrinim, this seems to contradict the gemara in Zvachim Ayin Amad Aleph, where it seems from that gemara that the shia of achilas pras is actually allowing a person with misvara, a person would say that you're allowed to eat even longer than achilas pras, and achilas pras is shortening the time, not like the Gemara in Chulin, where it seems to be that's lengthening the time. And the Chasam Sofer over there, in Eir Chaim, in Siman Kuf Mem, is Mayrich, and he says this might depend on the Shaila, whether achila misvara is bekazayis. Maybe every achila misvara, we already know there has to be a kazayis, who is bekol shehu misvara, and the shia is actually halacha meishim esinai. And he's mayrich over there to explain this machlokes hasugyas, but it seems that halacha that everyone takes on, that this is the pshat, that there is a machlokes and a stira in the two gemaras, how to understand the ikka halacha meishim esinai of achilas pras. Now this is all discussing the din of achilas pras by isurin, by someone who's eating a dova osa, he's not allowed to eat it. And the shia is halacha meishim esinai, that it's mitzuruf in the shia of kdei achilas pras. Now this idea of achilas pras, we find it also by mitzvahs. Mitzvahs asei, the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin la'alocha, like achilas matzah, in Eir Chaim, in Siman Tov Ayin Hei, in Siv Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, that achilas matzah is also mitzuruf in the shia of kdei achilas pras. But the Magen Avraham over there in Siv Katan Dalet, he's medayik from the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, that it says, im ochal b'chidei achilas pras yotzo. Says the Magen Avraham, this seems to imply that this din is only a b'dieved. Only b'dieved, if he waits and he pauses and he has up till the shia of achilas pras, then he's yotzo. But l'chatchila, one should not pause at all and should eat hakoil b'basachas. Says the Magen Avraham, it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that there's a din l'chatchila to go and eat the whole kezayis b'basachas mamish, and only b'dieved is yotzo. Explains the Machzis HaShekel on the Magen Avraham that the reason is because even though we have now Halacha L'Moishim Esinai of Achilas Pras, but we actually do not find Mefurish anywhere that this Halacha L'Moishim Esinai was said in Achila of a Mitzvah. Maybe the Halacha Moshe Sinai was only said in the Achila of a Dovo Issa in order to be Metzayef him, to become Chayiv, to eat, even B'kdei Achilas Pras. But who said that for Mitzvah Saseh, one can also use this Tziruf of the Shia of Achilas Pras to connect his Achilos together, and therefore since this is not a clear din, it's only a Sofik, therefore the Shulchan Aruch is Machman, he says Al-Khatchila, he implies that Al-Khatchila one should eat the whole Kazayis Matzah, but Basachas, without any Hefzik at all, Achidosh La'alocha, over there in the Shulchan Aruch. Now this all depends on what we discussed till now, what exactly the Chiddush of the Halacha Mishum Sinai is. Because if we say that the Halacha Mishum Sinai is coming to shorten the time, and without the Halacha Mishum Sinai you'll have even more time to go and connect the Achilus together, then by saying that maybe by mitzvahs asei like Achilas Matzah is not included in Halacha Mishum Sinai, then actually you'll have even more time, he's not meshubed to the time limit of Halacha Mishum Sinai of Achilas Pras. So Mamela, we see over here the Machzitz HaShekel, and this din which he points out, La'alocha, is that they're taking on like the Alocha is, like the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Gimon Amud Beis, Ba'iva Minachai, where there the Gemara seems to show that without the Achilas Pras, the Iker Misvora, what is included in Achila is only Babas Achas, only if he eats it all together, and only then it is called an Achila, and we have a Chiddush of the Alocha Mishmi Sinai allowing him to be Mafsik, up till the Shia of Aloch Mishmisina of Achilas Pras, Memela, by Mitzvah Saseh, where it could be is not included in this Aloch Mishmisina, we should be makbid on the Svora without the Aloch Mishmisina and be makbid on the Shia of Babasachas in order to be Mekayim the din of Achila Babasachas like it's Mashma in the Gemara. And this, Memela, this is the Aloch Lemaisa that we should be makbid on the din of Achilas Matzah because we're taking on the dinner that the chiddush of the Halacha Mishum Sinai of Achilas Pras is actually lengthening the time, and misvora if mitzvahs asei are not included, you have to have achila bebasachas mamish, like the mashmos of the Gemara ba'iva minachai. Now in the Ikish Shia, which we said we pass in la'alocha, like the Chachomim, the Shia of Hefsik, in between the achila is his kashia, Achilas Pras, the Shia in the Mishnah in Erevin tells us in Pei Beis Amud Beis that the kikor, which the Achilas Pras is a press, which is half a kikor. The kikor is a Mishnah, has a machlokes, is the kikor from ches beitzim, is it from 8 eggs, and therefore the press is going to be the amount of time that it takes to eat 4 eggs. Or says the Mishnah that the kikor is made out of vov beitzim, 6 eggs, and therefore the press over here in the Mishnah is going to be the time it takes to eat 3 eggs. And this is a machlokes Rishonim all over. Rashi always uses the shia of 4 eggs. This is the shia that the kikor over there in the Mishnah and Erevin is made out of 8 eggs, and therefore the pras is going to be half, it's just 4 eggs. So too the paskins, the Tor in Erechaim, in Simon Tov Tes, that the shia of Achilas pras is the shia of Achilas Dalet Beitzim, 4 eggs. But the Rambam, on the other hand, on Erevin, in Hilchas Erevin, in many places, one of them in Hilchas Erevin, the beginning, in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, in Macholas Asuris, in Peik Yudalet Alochiches, the Rambam paskins like the other man, Dorman, he says the Shia of Kikor is actually of 6 eggs, and therefore the Achilas Pras is going to be even less, only on the Achila of 3 Beitzim. This is the Shia of Achilas Pras, and we find this always in Shulchan Aruch. He brings down the 2 days La'alocha in Erechaim, in Simeshin Samaches, so too in Simen Tafresh Yud Beis, in the Chasim Kippur, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if the Shia of Achilas Pras is actually 4 beitzim, or even 3 beitzim, 3 eggs already, is the Shia of Achilas Pras. Now all this makes a big enough gemina la'alocha, how many minutes one can say the Shia of Achilas Pras is. The Chasam Sofer, as we know, is Shal Tshuvas, in his Tshuvas, in Chilek Vav, in Simen Tezayin, is Mayrich, and he's Moichiach from the Gemara later on, by the Shia of Tvila, later on in Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, and he says that the Shia, according to his Cheshbon, should come out, that the Shia of Achilas Pras is actually 9 minutes. And this is the maximum that the Chasam Sefer gives for the amount of time by Achilas Matzah one has to be makbid to eat the whole kazayis within the Shia of Achilas Pras, which says the Chasam Sefer, is maximum 9 minutes. Other shiurim we find all the way down until 2 minutes. The Gules Aliyos on Mikvois in Perek Yud Mishneh Zayin, he says that he has a Kabbalah from the Balatanya, from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Shia is 8 minutes. The Olchel name Bikuri Yaakov in Erechaim Yisrael Tafresh Yud Tes, he says the Shia is 7.5, and many other days from Moshe Feinstein in Erechaim, in Chilek Dalet Simen Mem Aleph, from the Maacheshes, in the Rechaim Simen Yudalet, who says that the Shia is a bit more than 3.5 minutes, and they say this is what the Chazanish was knowing, L'chumra, to be makbir, to make sure to eat the Kazayis within 3.5 minutes. The Chasam Seif over there points out that even though, as he says, the maximum Shia allowed is the Shia of 9 minutes, but he says that the minimum should be the minimum of 2 minutes. And he says it could be that even 2 minutes alone already, after 2 minutes, is already more than the time of Achilas Pras. And the stipler also, in Shurim Shel Torah, he says that one should be Machmir Lechatchila for this Shia of 2 minutes. So Mamela, we have this Shia ranging from the Shia, the maximum of 9 minutes, all the way down to the Shia of 2 minutes. And we said, La Locha, Moshe says, like the Chazalish also, that the Shia is a bit more than 3.5 minutes, La Locha, to be makbid on the Shia of Achilas Kezayis, Bechdei Achilas Press. Now, there is one more discussion in Achronim. In the Shia of Achilas Press, Kipshutoi Pashtas, the Shia is given. In the whole Shia, the time of the Achila, this includes from the beginning when he starts to eat until he finishes his Kezayis. The Shia of Achilas Pras is not just on the time of the Hefsik, that he's pausing in between the Achilos, but the Shia is from the beginning of the Achila, Mitchilas Achila, Ad Soifa, this is the Lashon of the Gemara later on, Mitchilas Achila, most Rishonim use this Lashon, that the Tchilas Achila Ad Soifa should be a Shia of Achilas Pras. But Lemaisa, we have the Lashon of Tosus by us, in Yud Beis Amid Beis, Diva Maschim Mitchilas, Tosus says that Lashon is, that if he was mafsik more than Achilas Pras, Bein Achilo La Achilo, says Tosfos, then it's not going to be Mitzurif, and he's going to be Potter if he's eating something he's not allowed to eat. So too, the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, in Yuma, in Pei Amid Beis, he's Medayik, from the Loshen of the Ryan over there in Yuma, who also says, Legaba the Hilchas Achila of Yom HaKippur, says the Ryan that one is not allowed to eat, a Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, he's going to be Chayev Koris, the Shia is Koiseves over there, by Yom Kippur, and says the Ran, the Shia of Kedei Achilas Pras, is Bein Achilo La Achilo. Says the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, which was seen from the Ran and from Tosfos by us, that the Shita of the Shia, the amount given of Achilas Pras, is not actually from the beginning of the Achila, but is only in the time when he's being Mafsik, when he's pausing and he's stopping to eat, on that is given the Shia of Achilas Pras. But by Emes, he can be much more, if you include the amount he actually ate in the two Achilos before he was Mafsik and after he was Mafsik, then we have much more than Achilas Pras, because the Shia of Achilas Pras is actually a time given on the Hefsik in between the Achilos, a big Kula, by Achilas Matzah it's a Kula, by Isurim it's a big Chumrah, that we can have this Shia of Achilas Pras only regarding the Shia, the time of the pause in between the Achilos. The Menchas Chinuch also, in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel in Ois Yod is Medayik, like this from the Lashon of the Chinuch, also uses such a Lashon of Bein Achilo La Achilo. But there's a very famous word from Reb Zalman of Elojin in the Toildus Odom. In the Sefer Toildus Odom in Perik Beis, he brings down from Reb Zalman that Reb Zalman said that the Lashon of Bein Achilo La Achilo Be'emes is not a Raya to say that this means only in the time of the Hefsik that he's stopping to eat in between the Achilos. Because we find this Lashon in Shas also by Asora Yomim, by the Seris Yimei Tshuva, it says also a Lashon in the Gemara of Asora Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. Now over there, as we know, there's no 10 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is included in the 10 days. So too is Yom Kippur, the last day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And the Gemara calls this a Lashon of Asora Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. So even though we're using a Lashon of Bein, it does not mean that this is in time only in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but this actually includes the days of Rosh Hashanah at the beginning and Yom Kippur at the end. So Mamela says, Reb Zalman, there's no raya from the Lashon of the Rishonim of Bein Achilo La Achilo, that this is only referring to the time in between the Achilo is in the time of the Hefsik, but this could actually include also the Achilo at the beginning and Achilo at the end, and this Lashon of Bein is Lav Dafka, like we find Mefurish in Asor Yomim Shebeinu Sheshana Liyim Akipurim. This is where Reb Zalman Tainad against the Svara of the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, who is Medayik from the Lashon of the Ran and the Lashon of Tosfos by us, that it seems that the Shia is actually on the time of the Hefsik. In the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch also, like we said earlier, in Siman Tov Ayin Hei, Hilchos Matzah, says the Shulchan Aruch also such a Lashon, that Shelo Yishai should not pause, Bein Achilo La Achilo, Yoyso Mikdei Achilas Pras, and over there already the Mogen Avraham points out in Sikotin Tetzvav, that the Lashon is Lav Dafke, and the Lashon is like he says the Shulchan Aruch himself, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, in Tov Yishud Beis, that the shiur of Achilas Pras is nimdad. We measure this shiur mitchilosa ve'ad soifa. I mean, the loshon of bein achila la'achila, like we said from Reb Zalman, is the loshon of lavdafka. We see in the Shulchan Aruch itself, he uses the loshon of Yom Kippur. He says mitchilo ve'ad soifa, and then ba'achilas matzah, he says bein achilo la'achilo. But it's worth pointing out there is a mechudish to gedeya, the Rishash in Shabbos in Ein Aleph from the base. He brings down from the Sefer Be'er Avraham, he says that the Be'er Avraham taina that maybe there's actually a difference in this shaila between Achila of Isurin, which the Sugya by us is discussing, to the din of Achilas Matzah, which is Achila of Mitzvahs. Because even if one is going to say that by Matzah, one is included in the Shia of Achilas Pras, and he can rely, he can stop in between, but it could be that by Matzah, the actual Shia is given on the Hefsik in between the Achilois, because the Achilois are not Achilois of Issa, and therefore the Shia of Hefsik is allowed up till the Achilas Pras, he has more time to be Matzik, and he doesn't have to include the original Achilois. And only by Isurin, then the Lashon of the Gemara is Mitchilosa ve'ad Soifa, from the beginning of the Achila until the end, has to be Bichdei Achilas Pras. Says Rabbi Avraham Chidush that it could be there's a difference in this between Isurim and Mitzvahs. And Mamela is very meduyik in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch uses a Lashon of Mitchilosa ve'ad Soifa, because over there, it is Isurim, we're not allowed to eat, it's prohibited, we're not allowed to eat the Shia of a Kiseves in Yom Kippur, and therefore the Shia is Mitchilosa ve'ad Soifa, whereas in his discussing, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Hilchos Matzah, the mitzvah achilas matzah, which is a mitzvah, there in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, we use a lashon of bein achilo la'achilo, because there actually the shiur of achilas pras is referring to the time of the hefsik, the time he's stopping and he's pausing in between the two achiles. So mechidish to gedeir from the Rishash, he brings this down from the Be'er Avraham in the Pshat, and this will be meduyik in the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that maybe there's a difference to this shaila gufa in between achila of isurim to achila of mitzvahs asei, like achilas matzah. Now moving further into the Gemara in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara in it brings down the day of Rav Noyom HaShmuel, and on that the Gemara brings a braisa, Meisvei Kol Oichlim Mitztarufin Lifsoi Lagvir Bekachatzi Pras, and later on, Kol HaMashkin Mitztarufin Lifsoi Lesagvir Berviyis Bekdei Achilas Pras. The braisa here tells us the Shia of Achilas Pras, when it's discussing someone who eats Oichlim Tmeim, this is a Issa, this is a din midi abonon, that if someone eats oichlim tmeim, he becomes posel, his tumah, he becomes tomei midi abonon, if he eats amount of achilas oichlim tmeim, so too if he drinks a revius of a mashkin tomei, he becomes tomei midi abonon, and says the Gimbreiser, that the shia, that he's allowed to be mafsik, by the achila of oichlim tmeim, and by the shia of mashkin tmeim, is the same thing, just like by oichlim tmeim, the shia is kde achilas pras, so too by mashkin, even though by drinking, the shia that he becomes tomei is berevius, but the shia of achilas pras is also the same by mashkin. Also, even if he's drinking a revius, the shia says a braitzer kol hamashkin mitstarfin lifsoi lesagvir berevius bikdei achilas pras. As long as he drinks his revius during the time of achilas pras, which is the same amount given by the achila. This is mafurish in the Gemara. The Rambam paskes like this la'alocha in Ovos Atumas in Perik Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, that if someone drinks a revius Bikdei achilas pras, then he becomes tomei midir abonon. This psul gvio midir abonon, that he becomes tomei because he drank this mashkim tmei. But this din lemaisa is not simple at all, because even though we find this din by the shti of revius over here to become tomei midir abonon, but we find when we're discussing, the Rambam discusses the isuri shti, like he says by a zor is not allowed to drink truma. In Hilchus Trumas Peik Yud Alocha Gimel says a Rambam that the Shia is Bikdei Shtias Revius. The amount of Kdei Achilas Pras is not referring to Shtia. The Achilas Pras is only said by Achila, by someone who's eating. But whereas the Shtia, the amount to drink, the din is that the amount, the Issa, is Berevius. So too says a Rambam that the Shia of Hefsik is also Bikdei Shtias Revius. Over there, the Radvaz over there explains what this means, Kdei Shtias Revius. How much time does he have to be mafsik? But the shia is not kdei achilas pras. The shia is actually kdei shtias revius. So to the Rambam paskins, legabe the shia, the amount of time during Yom Kippur, the shia is amount of time is kdei shtias revius, and not kdei achilas pras. The Reivid over there in Hilchus Trumas in Perek Yud already asks on the Rambam and says the Reivid that in the Gemara in Krisis, it's not mavur that the shear of shtir is any different than the amount when you're eating something, and always the shear is going to be b'kdei achilas pras. And says the Magen Mishnah, this is the Braita by us in the Gemara, but the Tzogvir, which we find, the shear is k'de achilas pras, even though we're referring to a shtir of revius. The Goyen in Orechaim, in Simtof Yishud Beis, in Sifyud, he says that the Loshen of the Mishnah actually is like this. The Mishnah is discussing a shosor revius yayin, and it says the Mishnah, the shohok de achilas pras. The Gemara later on explains, this means that he was mafsik during his drinking of the wine, and says the Mishnah also, the shohok de achilas pras, the din is that it's chayev, even though it's referring to revius. This is like the din of the Braisa that when we're referring to discussing becoming Tomei, the din is revius. Mameda say the Nisekelim that L'chuyu and the Rambam is mechalik, and he differentiates between someone who's drinking to become Tomei with the Rabbonon, then the Shia is like the Braisa and the Mishnah says that the Shia, the amount of time he has is K'dei Achilas Pras. Mashein came where it's referring to the Isurim and drinking, which is also like a truma to the Zohar, and also on Yom Kippur, there the Shia is B'kdei Achilas Pras, and the Makor Yisrael the Achrinim is from the Tesefta. The Rav already points this out over there in Asogis, that the Makor of the Rambam is from a Tesefta in Trumas, in Perik Zayin Alocha Aleph, there over there is Mefurish, that the amount of time to drink, that the Zohar has time to drink the shtia of revius of truma is actually b'kdei shtias revius and not b'kdei achilas pras. And the Ravid over there says that we shouldn't paskin like this tosefta because it's mefurish in our Gemara that the shtia is b'kdei achilas pras. But the Rambam says that there's a difference if you're drinking a dovah ha'osa, then the shtia is b'kdei shtias revius like it's mavur in the tosefta. And the Braisa over here is only referring to drinking of a shtia which is becoming tomei. There the Shia is K'dei Achilas Pras, and the Nesekenim give different reasons why the Rambam holds Misvore should be different, the K'dei Achilas Pras and the K'dei Shtias Revius between Tumas Gvir and Shti of Yisurim. The Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Tov Yishud Beis, in Sifyud, brings down 2 days, the Halacha, on Yom Kippur, if the Shia is K'dei Shtias Revius, or the Shia is like Achila, K'dei Achilas Pras. Now in the Ike Breiter, over here, the Braisa which the Gemara brings down, the Gemara, the Braisa tells us, Alocha, lo yitiru, lechol pochis mikashia, leyid velitboil. If someone ate pochis mikashia, he's not allowed to go and be toivel, and this is a issa on him, to be toivel, because he might afterwards say that he can eat another chatzizayis, and Mamela, we did not allow him to go and be toivel in between, and later on, if yorad v'toval, v'ol of ishlimo imitztarif, the Rambam actually doesn't bring down this thing, the Chinim point out, the Rambam doesn't bring down this din of the Braisa la'alocha, but this is the din of the Braisa that one is not allowed to be tovel after a chatzi shir, and Yorad v'toval is still going to become Metzurif, and he's going to be Tomei, even if in the case where he did a Maise Tvila in between on the Achila of a chatzi zayis. Says the Braisa further in the next din, he tiru lo lo'ubra lecho il pochris mikashir mipnei asakona. They allow the isha who's mu'uberes to eat pochris mikashir mipnei asakona. And the Gemara discusses, Mipnei Asakona, why do we not allow her to eat even more? Omer Papa Chikatani, Hutu Lola Uba, Prochus Mikashia, Filatuva, Mipnei Asakona, she's allowed to eat Mipnei Asakona, this is the din of the Braisa. Now it's a very unclear halacha over here, what exactly are we being mati, what are we allowing, permitting this Isha Mubez to do? And there seems to be three different mahalchim over here to understand the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara of Hitiru Lola Ubrio Lecho Pochis Mikashia, and there's many different Chidushi Dinim which come out of these three Pshatim in the Gemara. The first Hakdoma we have to say that Tosfos already asks over here in Devar Maschil Hitiru Lomuberes that we do not understand the Chiru Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. What exactly are we allowing this Isha Muberes to do? Because the Gemara over here, the Braisa is referring to Achilas Oichlim Tmeim, to eat Oichlim which are Tomei, and this is Metami Midrabonon, this is the Psul Gvir, that a person becomes Tomei Midrabonon. Says Tosfos, if we're referring to Yisrael, then there's no Issa at all for Yisrael to become Tomei, only Bechag. It could be Beregel is such an Issa, but normally the Rishonim take on, Tosfos Echolim discusses this on Beis Amid Beis, there's no Issa at all for Yisrael to become Tomei through Oichlim Achilas Tmei. Memela, Lecheria, why do we need to have a special permission over here for the Isha Mu'uberes that she can eat Mipnei HaSakona? Everyone is allowed to eat if Yisrael is allowed to become Tomei by Achilas Oichlin Tomei. Answers Tosfos. Now, over here, we're discussing a case where this Isha Meuberes, she wants to eat Truma later on. And Mamela, since she's going to be eating Truma, she's not allowed to become Tomei. If she eats a Kazayis, she's going to become Tomei Midurabonon, which is not going to be able to eat Truma afterwards. And on that, the Mishnah says, the Braisa teaches us over here, that this Isha Meuberes is allowed to eat Pochis Mikashia, and even though she wants to eat later on Truma. This is how Tosis explains the Gemara. So ask the Achrinim, the Harabayis, Rabbi Von Tiktina, the Dal, and the Oilas Shloima, they ask on Tosfos, we don't understand over here, even after Tosfos Teretz, we still have to understand the Gemara, because Enechanami over here, we're discussing, like Tosfos says, Isha wants to eat Truma later on, but over here, since she's only eating Pochis Mikashir, like the Breita says, Hitiru lola uber lechol pochis mikashir mipnei asakona. She's only eating less than a shir, which is not going to make her Tomei. So Memela, why is the Issa at all for her to do so? If anyway she's not going to become Tomei, if she's eating less than an amount, which is enough to become Tomei, then Memela, even if she wants to eat Truma later on, but since she's not going to become Tomei, so why is the problem for her to eat a pochis mikashir? Says the Harabais, the Bevom Tiktina, that it's Muchach from Toises over here, big Chiddush Din, that since this person is going to plan to eat Truma later on, Memela, there's an Issa of Chatzi Shir, that he's not allowed to eat a half a shear of Tumah, just like we find the din of Chatzi Shir by Isurim, just like someone is not allowed to eat a Chatzi Shir of an Issa, this din is the Gemara in Yuma, and the 8th period, Machrik Zabirchen Rishlokish, Rishlokish holds Chatzi Shir as awesome in Atayr, Rishlokish holds Chatzi Shir as mutum in Atayr, but it's awesome in the Rabbonon, like over here the Twisted Ishwanim points out, that Rishlokish is Moida, that is Issa of Chatzi Shir in the Rabbonon, Memela so too says the Harabayis in Tumah also, even though it's going to take him a whole kezayis to become Tomei, but also to eat a chatzi zayis is also included in the Issa of chatzi shir if later on he's planning to eat truma. That means a person who's not planning to eat truma at all, then there's no problem for him to eat the amount of a chatzi zayis, and even a kezayis he can eat if he's Yisrael, there's no problem for him to become Tomei. But if he's trying to stay Tori because he knows he's going to eat truma, then there's an Issa for him to eat even a chatzi shir. And Mamela, this is the chiddush of the Braisa over here, because a normal person will have the Issa of a Chatzi Shir. He's not allowed to eat a Chatzi Shir to become Tomei if he's planning to eat, even though he's not actually becoming Tomei. Masha'inkin, the Isha Meuberes is allowed, we allowed her to eat, Mipnei HaSakona, a Chatzi Shir, in order that she should be able to eat afterwards if she wants to eat, Mipnei HaSakona, and even though later on she's going to be eating Truma, she's also allowed to start off eating this Chatzi Zayis, of even though it's not making a Tomei, but normally it should be included in the Issa of the Chatzi Shir. The Oilas Shleim also learns like this Pshat in Tosfos, and says the Chikri Levin is Tshuva in Erechaim Simemem Dalid, that Be'emes this Yisoid is a very big Chiddush, because Be'emes Misvara one can say that's very different than Isurim. Isurim, there's an Issa Achila to eat a piece of Chilev, and therefore even a Chatzi Shir is also also either Minatoya or Midrabonon. But over here, there's no Issa to eat something which makes him Tomei. He's Yisrael, he's allowed to become Tomei. The only problem is only that later on he's going to want to eat Truma. But over here, since he's not actually becoming Tomei because he's only eating a Chatzi Shir, there's a Chiddush to say that it should be a Issa on him that he's not allowed to eat a Chatzi Shir because maybe he might come to eat a whole Shir and later on he'll become Tomei and then he'll continue on with Achilas Truma, which is also if he became Tomei Midrabonon. Maybe it's a Chiddush, says a Chikei Lev, and he says he's Marich over there in his Tshuva in Erechaim in Simen Mem Dalid, that this seems to be a Machlikus between the Radvaz and the Chavis Yoi. He brings down the Marmakimus over there, the Chikei Lev. This Shaila, if the Din of Chatzi Shir is also said in our Sugya, where we're discussing someone who's eating something which makes him Tomei Midrabonon, is it also for him to eat a Chatzi Shir in order that he should, if he wants to eat later on, Truma, is he allowed to eat a Chatzi Shir, or is this included in the Issa of a Chatzi Shir? Mamela says, in our Tosfos, the way he's learning the Braisa, is Mavur, like this Yisoid of the Radvaz, that even by Tumah there's also Issa of Chatzi Shir, and like the Pashtos of our Tosfos, Ishonim over here, who points out that the Sugi is discussing Chatzi Shir, which is also even according to Ishlokish Midrabonon. So this is the first Mahalach of the Sugya, that we're discussing a new idea, that the Issa of Chatzi Shir of Tumah, if he's planning to eat Truma later on, and this was Mutter for the Isha who's Meuberes. But the Chofetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos, he says, Al-Khiriya one can learn Tosfos in a different way. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Ovis HaTumis, in Perikhez Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam brings down the din of our Breise, and the Rambam says that the Isha Mu'uberis is allowed to eat a pochis mikashir, and later on, says the Rambam, that we're makel on this Isha, that she does not have to do a tvila, and she does not go have to go to mikveh, before later on she's going to eat truma. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if we're going to understand that over here we're discussing a case where she's only eating a pochis mikashir, and we're allowing her to be over the Issa of a chatzi shir of tumah, then there's no discussion at all of sending this Isha to the mikveh to become tor. Because if you eat a chatzi shir, she doesn't become tomei at all. So there's no inyan, no idea, there's no reason why we should be makel on her tvila. There's no inyan of tvila over here. Adarabba, the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be tvila on a chatzi shir if you only eat a chatzi shir of oichnin. It doesn't work at all, and later on, you're going to become tomei. So what kula does the Rambam mean by saying that this isha does not have to go to the mikveh, even though it would seem in the Rambam that we're discussing a normal person who does not have this kula will actually have to go and be toivel? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's mochach in the Rambam that over here we're discussing a case that the isha mu'uberis is actually eating a mount which is going to make her tummy, and the lashon of chati shir over here, pochish mikashir, only means that this is eating a pochish mikashir bebas achas. She's not going to eat a whole kezayis bebas achas, which this is going to make her tomei, even by isha mu'uberis, she's going to have to be toivel in order for her to eat truma. The din of the heta of the mishnah of the breis over here is that she's allowed to eat a pochish mikashir with it, even though it's toich kedeshir of achilas pras. She eats a pochis mikashir, and then she'll eat another pochis mikashir, and another pochis mikashir, as long as she's not eating them bebasachas, even though she's eating them toich kedei achilas pras, which by a normal person is mefurish in a breitza, kolo oichlim mitstarfim to the shir of kedei achilas pras, and in this case, your person is going to have to be toivel, and he's going to have to go to the mikveh in order to eat truma. But says the breitza, chidush of the isha mu'uberes, that we will make that by her, we do not have this tziruf of kedei achilas pras, and the kedei achilas pras is not said by her to go and make her tomei, and not allow her to go and eat truma later on without a tevila. And this is mashmos of the Rambam that we're talking about, where she ate the right amount to become tomei by a normal person who'll have to go to mikveh in order to eat truma, and over here the isha mu'uberis will makel on the chiddush of the sheer tziruf of kedei achilas pras, which is said over here in the breisa. Mamila is very gishmak. Over here, the Breisa starts off telling us halacha of kol oichlim mitstarfin b'kdei achilas pras, and on that we say that even though we have a shir of achilas pras, which is mitzurif, to become tomei, this is only by normal people, but by the isha mu'uberis, this isha is only da'abonon, the tomei is only da'abonon, we're makel on her, mipnei asakona, to go and eat, even though, as long as she doesn't eat b'basachas, if she eats b'basachas, even she's going to become tomei, but we let her to eat a pochis mikashir mipnei asakona in order to go and allow her to later on to eat truma. This is the din of the Chofetz Chaim. How he learns pshat and tosfos also, like the shita of tosfos, and we're not discussing at all the issa of the chatzi shir. Mamela tosfos yeshanim over here, who brings in the idea of chatzi shir, this will seem like the shir shita, like the first mahalach, who learns the sugya over here, the issa of chatzi shir. Mamela we have the second mahalach of the Chofetz Chaim is that we're discussing she eats a whole shir, but she ate it b'toich kedei achilas pras with a hefsik. This wasn't b'basachas, and this is the kula over here in the breitza that she doesn't become tomei, and there's no tziruf of achilas pras by isha mu'uberis. Now the third malach in the sugya, it seems to be taken on by a lot of rishonim in the last period in Yuma, mostly by the Rosh. The Rosh over there in Yuma, in Pechesim and Yud Gimel, he brings down our Gemara, but Negea, with the sugya he's talking about over there, is the sugya of Hakal Hakal Tchilo. The din is that if someone eats on Yom Kippur, someone is Koach Nefesh, he has to eat on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that you have to always take on the first you have to take the easier Issa, and only later on you can go to the more Chumradik Issa. Hakal Hakal Tchilo, you have to go from the lenient to the more Chumradik in order to, even though it's Pekoach Nefesh, the din is Hakal Hakal. Says Rosh, the din is that even though it's Pekoach Nefesh and he's allowed to be over the Achila of Yom Kippur, someone who's dying, he's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, the halacha is that first he has to do Hakal Hakal. Says the Rosh, the first thing which is we are going to be matted for him to eat, this is the pochis mikashir. Even though we have a din of a chatzi shia, which is an awesome in Atayra, according to Rabbi Yechanan, we're going to be mate over him to go and eat a pochis mikashia. This is the first hakal hakal tchilo. This is the first thing we're going to be mate for this person who has to eat on Yikipa mishum bekoach nefesh. Says the Rosh, this is the Breisa over here in the Gemara in Krisas Afyud Gimel. The Breisa says that itiru lumu beres vipnei asakona, with discussing achila of Yom Kippur. We're not discussing at all like the rest of the Breisa, achilas uichlim tmeim. We're now going into a total different issa of achilas issa, and we're discussing a case of achila of Yom Kippurim, or different isurim where she's mutter to eat mipnei pikoach nefesh. And on this, the Breisa tells us a chidush that itiru lumu beres to eat mipnei asakona, to eat pochis mikashir. And on that, says Rosh, the Gemara asks a kasha, that mipnei asakona, if she's pikuach nefesh, then we should allow her to eat even more. Says the Gemara en chanami, of course she's allowed to eat even more if she has to, but we're going to start with a lenient issa of chatzi shia, and see if this is going to be enough, and only later on when she has to eat more, then we'll allow her mipnei asakona to eat a whole shia. But says Rosh, this is the Gemara is saying, Hitiru lomu beres, lechul pochis mikashia. We're discussing an issa of achila of Yom Kippur. This is the din of the Gemara of an issa of chatzi shia, which is awesome in our Torah. We're not discussing at all the shia of Uichlin Tmei. The Torah's Refoil in Siman Kuf Zayin, he's medayek that many Rishonim seem to learn like this pshat in the Gemara. They ran over the Enuma, so to the Ramban in Torah's Adam. They all learn the Gemara over here that it's referring to the issa of Yom Kippur. And Be'emes Rabbeinu Gershom already over here is Mefurish like this, that we're not discussing the Shia of Eichlin Tmeim, and he says Mefurish that over here, Hitiru Lumuberes Lechoy Pochis Mikashir B'yoyim Akipurim. This is the Issa over here, we're referring to Issa of Yom Kippur. And Mamela, of course, we have an Issa of Chatzi Shia, like the Machlikas Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, Ba'ul Yisurim, we have an Issa of Chatzi Shia. Mamela in the Sefer Menachem Shloimer over here on Krisus, he says that the Tosfos Yeshanim is no Raya, that the Tosfos Yeshanim who brings in the Shia of Chatzi Shia, that he learns that this is referring to the first Mahalach, like we said from the Har Abayis and Oilas Shloimer, that they learned that over here we have a new Chatzi Shia of the Issa of Tumah, like the Shita of the Advaz, that there's an Issa of Chatzi Shia to become Tomei. Says the Menachem Shloimer, there's no Raya in the Tosfos Yeshanim, because it could be he's learning like all other Yishonim in Yuma, that over here we're discussing the Issa of Achila of Yom Kippur, even though there's no mention of this in the Breisa, that we're referring to Yom Kippur. But Al Kaponim, the Yishonim seem to learn like this, and Mamela, this could be what the Tosfos Yeshanim over here is pointing out, that even the Rish Lakish is Moida, that Al Kaponim is the Issa of Chatzishia Midr Abonon, and of this Issa with coming to be Mati over here in the Breisa. Now this din is mentioned Alocha, in Hilchas Yom Kippur, Tofish Yud Ches, and Siv Zayin, Machilim Numoberes, Pochis, Pochis Mikashir. We start off giving them Moberes, Pochis Mikashir, and the Goyen over there, the Biagro, he says that the Marimokim, the place where the Makori of this din, is from Al Gemara. This is like the Rosh learns, increases Afyud Gimel. This is like Rabbi Negershim and the Rosh over there, the Ran, the Ramban, they all learn this Pshat in the Gemara. We're discussing Achila of Yom Kippur. Nu Mechodesh the Gemalach, the third Malach over here, to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Mamela, we have these three Mahalchim, the first Mahalach, the Harabais, who learns that the Shitta is the Advaz, that the din is over here, there's an Issa on every person to eat Pochis Mikashir of Tumah, if he wants to eat Truma later on, and this is the Chidush, Hitiru Lolamu Beres, she's allowed to eat a less than an amount to become Tomei, even though normally it should be a problem of Chatzishir of Tumah. The Chofetz Chaim says a Chidush over here, based on the Rambam, that we're discussing a case of eating Oichlin Tmeim Bekdei Achilas Pras, even though she ate a whole kezayis, but there's no tziruf b'kdei achilas pras by isha muberes. And the third mahalach is the Rishonim in Yuma seem to learn the Breis over here is referring to Yom Kippur, and the Issa of Chatzishia of Yom Kippur, hakal hakal tchilo, we first start off her to eat a Chatzishia on Yom Kippur. Moving further on into the last din of the Breis, the end of the Omid, the din of the Breis says, Itiru lemaga tomimis lohonikes beno, she's allowed to nurse a child, and the child is still Tori. Says the Gemara, my Tori, the Gemara discusses why Be'emes is this child Tori. Given the Yonik Cholov, Itmalei mi Cholov, why does this child not become Tomei from the Cholov? And the Gemara Lechatchila tells us that the reason is because Lo Yiskasha, there was no Hechsha on this Cholov. Because the Gemara says Niskasha B'tipa M'luchleches, says the Gemara Rav Nachman, She Yonak B'tkifa Achas, and there's no tipa m'luchleches al pi adad, and therefore there's nothing to be machshe this cholov to become tomei, and this is the reason why the child, even though he's nursing from someone who's a tomei mace, he still remains tor. The Gemara of here is mavur. The Gemara says that the cholov needs to have hechsher. The din is, the aloch is, Rashi already points this out over here, that the din is normally that cholov, something which is liquid, doesn't have to have hechsher. The din of hechsher, in order to become tomei, that is a din of hechsher of one of the zayin mashkin, is only said on a dovah, which is a oichel, on a food in order to be mekabel tomei needs to have hechsher. Over here, the din of cholov, normally one would understand that the cholov is a liquid, the cholov itself is a mashke, and normally the mashkin doesn't have to become tomei through a different mashke, to have hechsher from a different mashke, in order to be mekabel tomei. But says Rashi, over here, this cholov actually does not have a din of a mashke, of a liquid, we look at it like a oichel. Rashi says the reason is, because it's a mashke, habol oichel, ka oichel domi. The Gemara, this is referring to the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kuf Mem Daled Omid Beis, the Gemara says that one is allowed to squeeze Eshkol Shel Anovim, allowed to squeeze grapes into the food on Shabbos, even though it's a schita, because he not actually hasn't got din of a mashke, this doesn't have a din of a wine coming out of the grape, this has a din of a oichel, because mashke habol oichel, ka oichel domi, it never got a teriyas mashke, a liquid, it's going straight into the food. So too over here, says Rashi, the same idea applies, but this child who's nursing from the cholov, from the mother, the cholov never actually got a teriyas mashke, since it is going, it's got din of a oichel of the child, it's the food of the child, and therefore it has aloha mashke abol oichel ka oichel domi, and this is the reason why it needs hechsher. Tosfos also, over there in Shabbos, in Kuf Mem Daled Omid Aleph, says, Ikka macholoi shel tinoik is the cholov of the mother, this is his main food, and therefore this has aloha of a oichel, and this is the reason why he needs to have hechsher over here in the sugya, and this is the reason why the tinoik does not become tomei. Tosfos over there discusses, if so, if this has aloha of a oichel, why do we find later on in the Braisa that if the cholov, a tip of this cholov falls into the tanu, the oven becomes tomei, l'chayah, we only find this idea by mashkim tomeim, midrabonon or metamei or tanu, whereas oichlin, by food, we do not find this idea normally in Hilchos Kelim that it should become tomei through a food. Mamele, this is Tosfos over there discusses in Shabbos and Hilchos Tayris, why is the tanu becoming tomei through this cholov? But Al Kabbalim, this is how the Gemara discusses at the beginning, that the cholov has a din of a oichel and it needs to have hechsher, and therefore the child does not become tomei. Rava later on, Rava says, disagrees, or Rava says no, and he brings in a new idea that this cholov is a mayon, the cholov isho is a mayon, it is like has a loch of one of the mayonois, and therefore becomes tomei, even without any hechsher. Rava says that this is muchach from the Breisa, because we find that cholov isho is metamei bein lerotzoin and bein shloi lerotzoin. And says Rava, what does shloi lerotzoin mean? It means that he's not interested, lo nichale, he's not pleased at all with this cholov, and he's still tomei, must be that this din is a cholov, is a mayon. The maskonas ha-gemara, the Gemara says that Rava's din is not true. The din of cholov is lav mayonu, it is not enough, it's not for the characteristics of a mayon, like the Gemara says in Nido, in Nunhei Amid Beis, it's not misagil v'yotze, and therefore cholov is not have a loch of a mayon, and therefore the cholov needs heksha, like the Gemara said at the beginning. And explains the Gemara l'maskona on Amid Beis, that if so, what is the pshat in the Breisa, that cholov isha is metami bin l'rotzoin, bin shloi l'rotzoin, explains the Gemara, that shloi l'rotzoin does not mean the loy nichale. In the case of a stam, we can say that the tinuk is one to the cholov, but in the case where he says loinichele, he's be'emes tori, because this is missing, he's not pleased for the hechsher. The lotion of the Gemara, Rashi says this a few times, that everything depends on the tinuk. The Gemara says, the daiti de tinuk, kriva legabe cholov. Rashi says a few times that the person who's the kriveya, who's actually going to be tolu, who does it depend on having the heksha of nichusa, that is a din in heksha, that you have to be pleased with the heksha, who over here by the cholov, by the isha, who's giving the child to the nurse, who is actually the person who's the kriveya of the nichusa, says the Gemara, this depends on the tinuk. The tinuk, the child himself, he's the one who everything is going to depend on him, if he's pleased on this, or he's not pleased with this milk. And says the Gemara Lamaskona that the reason why Mistam, the reason why Bistoma, even in the case where he doesn't show any displeasure, he is Godin of Nichusa, because Daite de Tinuk Kriva Itzel Cholov. He has automatic, we can take on, that he is happy with the milk he's nursing from the mother. The Shittim Akubetzes over here in Yudgim Lamed Beis and Oizdalet says, the Loshon of the Gemara is Lav Dafke, because the person over here who's going to be Koivea, to go to establish over here whether we have any nichusa, where we have any pleasure. The person is not, it's not going to be depend on the child. It's going to actually depend on the mother. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't mean daite de tinoik, it means daite de aim de tinoik. The mother of the tinoik, she's the one who's going to be kovea and going to say whether this hechsher going on over here of nichusa by the milk. From this Gemara, the stipler over here in Simen Dalid, he says that it's muchach from this Gemara chidush in Hilchas Hechsher, that even though we know the Rambam says in Hilchas Tumas Oichlim in Peik Aleph Alocha Beis, that normally the nichusa, the pleasure which a person has to have, be satisfied with the nichusa by the hechsher of one of the Zayin Mashkim, is totally on the Bailim, on the person who owns the chifetz, the person who owns the oichlim. This is, depends the din of nichusa. But says the stipler over here, the pashtus of the Gemara, like we said, Rashi says, everything depends on the child himself who's nursing from the mother. Now the child doesn't own the milk, he's not the bailim. The bailim is the mother, the bailim is not the child, and afa became we still see in the Gemara of the year that the hechsher is gonna actually depend on the child. Says the stipler that l'chuyah this is not austere to the shita of the Rambam. And we can see the Rambam also holds like Rashi and like the pashtus of the Gemara that it depends on the child. And the reason is because the ownership which the Rambam says we need for nichusa does not mean actual bailus, who owns it in Hilchus Chishon Mishpat. As long as the person who it's made for and the person who's the Iker Mishtamish, he is the one, is Kivea, he has got the Koyach to go and decide whether the Hechsher should be nichusa or not. This is enough for the Bailim. We do not need the Bailim al Chishon Mishpat over here to be Kivea. And therefore the Tinuik over here, the child who the nursing from the mother and the main milk over here is made for him, and he's the Iker Mishtamish with the milk, he's using it, therefore he's the Kivea, and everything depends on him if he's going to be happy or not. And therefore the Gemara says, Daiti de Tinuk, even according to the Rambam world, that normally this depends on the ownership, on the Bailim, on the Chifetz and the Oichel. Says the stipler, even the Shittim Mekubetzes, who says that the Gemara is Lavdafka and everything depends on the mother, it could be, the reason is not because he also has to need to have the Bailim, the owner of the milk, and this will be the mother, but the reason is because he holds that the child who's nursing from the mother doesn't have any das. He doesn't have enough of a das to go be kaveya, to go and establish over here whether he's pleased or he's not pleased with the milk coming out, and therefore the nichusa is going to depend on the mother, not on the child. But of course in the bailus over here it will also be enough to go and say that the child is the owner, since he's the Iker Mishtamish, he's the Iker person who's having anor from the milk. Mamela says a stipler, he disagrees with the Svara, he says the Svara to go and argue with the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach in Ois Vov, he brings out from the Ktzois in Simen Tov Vov in Ois Aleph that they discuss what about Maise Sheni, which the Aloha is, according to Amanda Omar, we pass him Maise Sheni is Momin Govoya. Has a loch of Momin Govoya and the Bailim do not have really a Bailus on this money, because we hold that Maise Sheni is Momin Govoya, and therefore they discuss that according to the Rambam, maybe this is missing for the din of Nichusa, for Hechsher, that we need to have the Bailim over here, since the Bailim is not really, doesn't really own it, he owns only the Bailus, but he has a din of Momin Govoya, maybe this is missing for the din of Nichusa. Says the stipler that since, at the end of the day, the person who's the Kavea, he's using it, who's using the chefetz of the Maise Sheni, he's going to be eating the Maise Sheni, this is also enough for nichusa of bailus, because we don't need ownership in the Chesham Mishpot. This is enough, as long as he is like the tinuk we find over here, who's using the milk and he's eating the milk, this is also enough for nichusa and for hechsher, and we do not actually have to have the person who owns it totally in the Chesham Mishpot, and this will be enough also for Maise Sheni, Imam Gavoya, or Yesoy, the stipler takes out in the nichusa from our Gemara, of the Gemara of Stam Tinuk, Daiti Krivo Itzel Cholov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.